Kira Barrera is a spokesperson for USF St. Pete's Student Environmental Awareness Society, also known as SEAS. She says the group had a lot of red tape to cut through in order to do what it's doing today. You can hear the shovels pounding soil in the background as she explains why they're planting 10 trees on the campus green.
Restoring the urban forest is one way that you can, reduce CO2 emissions and kind of just increase community sustainability.
The trees in question are called redbuds. Unlike much of the foliage you'll see across the Tampa Bay landscape, they're native to the Sunshine State. Barrera says using trees that would be here anyway is key.
Native trees are a really important aspect, and our campus should be kind of, moving towards more native species.
She says the project is a collaboration among several campus groups, as well as organizations like Repower America, Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, and Defenders of Wildlife. Campuses across the state are carrying out similar projects. 10 trees may not exactly sop up all the CO2 that humans have spewed into the atmosphere over the centuries, but Barrera says they do have their symbolic value.
The trees signify that collaboration and the community partnership, and they also signify the need to address climate change.
Today's tree planting is something of a preview for Sunday, which is International Day of Climate Action. Locally, that day's main event starts at 10 a.m. at Little Bayou Wilderness Park at 301 55th Avenue South in St. Petersburg. Organizers plan tree and plant giveaways, live music, and free bike tune-ups, among other things. Psychology major Will McCormick says he's participating because positive action on behalf of the environment is glaringly lacking.
It's really good. We're getting out here. We're doing something positive for the environment. While other people pollute it, we're doing something positive here.
Members of SEAS say they do what they do to combat political indifference on the part of state and federal government when it comes to climate change. You can find out more about SEAS at seasusf.com. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.